This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. On the theme of retirement and one's golden years, as we were talking about earlier with that Social Security story, there are, give or take, 50,000 Americans living in Costa Rica. A lot of them are baby boomers, sold on the dream of retiring to a tropical paradise. So from the Fronteras desk at KJZZ, Peter O'Dowd has the story of a Phoenix man who's making that move and what he's risking to do it.
The man's name is Bill Peace.
So it's sort of like my last big hurrah, my bucket list.
Peace is single and 64, counting the days until January when he'll leave his management job in higher education behind.
And the days of internet and Blackberries and 24-hour television and news. So I'm looking forward to settling down and living life for the sake of living life.
From his office in Phoenix, Peace pulls up photos of his life-to-be in Costa Rica. He's bought land on the Pacific coast in a development specifically marketed to gringos.
Look straight down. That's my lot you're looking at with the big tree there.
Peace is jumping in head first. The land and the house cost $85,000. That's more than his entire life savings. Americans still mainly go to Mexico and Canada to retire, but Central America is quickly becoming the next big deal. The number of Americans who collect their Social Security checks in Costa Rica has jumped 67% since 2002.
Costa Rica has the economic and political stability that a lot of people crave.
Erin Van Reenen is the author of Living Abroad in Costa Rica. She does have a warning.
People who go to a place like Costa Rica thinking that their life is going to be pretty much the same, only cheaper and warmer, those are the people that are going to have a little bit of trouble.
People like John Dungan.
Oh, God, there were so many things that went wrong.
Back in 2009, Dungan and his wife spent their life savings on a house in Costa Rica. He was happy for a while, but then Dungan discovered someone had been stealing electricity from his meter, and the power company wouldn't help. When an ATM stole his money, the bank didn't help either. When the electricity surged during tropical storms, his appliances blew out.
I mean, just, you know, smoke and bam.
The refrigerator, the microwave, a printer, all destroyed. Troubles added up. Costa Rica lost its charm, and Dungan had a revelation.
We shouldn't be here.
But they couldn't go home to Texas just yet because no one would buy their house. A year later, fed up and $100,000 in the hole, they simply walked away.
Don't buy property. Don't build a house. Don't buy a house. The recommendation is rent.
But for Americans visiting Costa Rica, it's hard to resist the advertisements in English that sell the dream of cheap land. That includes Americans like Bill Peace. A month after meeting me in Phoenix, we visit his new house for the first time.
This is it. Los Tucanos.
Los Tucanes is a development of a dozen or so colorful casitas cast against the deep green of the surrounding jungle. Peace's casita is simple as can be. Concrete construction, two small bedrooms. When Peace moves in, he'll be one of two full-time residents. Most of his neighbors go home for months during the rainy season. He knows those who succeed here learn to live like the locals do, with tolerance for heat, bureaucracy, and a host of unknowns.
There's a lot of anxiety, yeah.
And excitement. Peace plans to live on $2,000 a month from Social Security. To cut back, he'll leave almost everything in Phoenix except his grandmother's Dutch oven and half a dozen suitcases.
I don't want to say that, gosh, I wish I had done this 10 years from now, if I'm still alive. I don't want that to be my legacy to myself.
So Peace will take a risk to seek the pure life, or as Costa Ricans famously call it, the pura vida. I'm Peter O'Dowd for Marketplace.